This is Eve Radio. Eve Radio. Eve Radio.
Eve Radio. And good afternoon, everybody. This is DJ Funky Bacon. I've been joined by La Vista Vista CSM person. Well, we were going to talk about some CSM stuff today, but a situation has arisen in the world of Eve that is of dire and epic proportions. The Band of Brothers Alliance no longer exists. It was taken down by an elaborate, although according to the Mitanni, very shortly planned plan of attack. And oh, it's insane. Anyways, guys, we have interviews. Earlier today, we talked with Diana Bollock of Reikoku, sorry about that. And we've also caught the Mitanni at work on his cell phone. We have interviews from both of them that we're going to play later on. Also, the possibility of Goonswarm and Bob sending us reps today, possibly even having everybody on at the same time to kind of hash this out and what's happened. So those of you guys who are information starved, you want to know what happened, we're going to have that coming up. We've got a quick song to play for you. Then we're going to get right down into the nitty-gritty. What happened? What does it mean? And what's going on right now out in Delft? It's an insane situation out there, guys. So stay tuned. All right, so as the teasing lead-in that we just did informed you guys, we have interviews that we recorded earlier in the day. As a matter of fact, this is probably the most time I've spent prepping a show since Pirate Week, which happened, I want to say, like 2 years ago. We've been at this. I got home from work this morning. Those of you guys who are aware of the Funky Bacon schedule, rolled in from work this morning about 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sat down the second I logged into the Eve Radio staff forums. It was big as bold right in there. Huge Bob situation. Get on it now. And we've been working on it since, trying to chase down sources, figure out exactly what happened. Because as we all know, you read the forums, La Vista, and obviously, I mean, there's a lot of people in there. Rumors, conjecture, everything just gets thrown in there. If you want to know what happened, you really have to go to the source and ask people about it. And usually, it's not quite what you heard on the forums, but today, I mean, it's really mostly what you heard on the forums is pretty much what we've gotten from these guys. And we talked with, like I said, Diana Bollock. I'm going to play that interview in just a second over here. This was pre-recorded. We got a hold of him at about 16:40 today, and he's been really busy pretty much all day. I mean, Bob, obviously, their alliance having been disbanded, they're trying to regroup right now and figure out what the hell's going on. And they're doing their thing, but he did have some time to talk with us. We're going to play his interview first. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And then shortly after, probably about an hour ago, we were on the telephone. So not even the normal Skype thing. We actually had to ring up the Mitanni on his cell phone. He was out at work today, but he was kind enough to take some time and talk with us. So we sat down with him for a little bit, and he kind of gave us Goonswarm's perspective on this whole thing and what's been going on. So we have both sides of the story here. We're going to present those for you guys. And like I said, I've been in touch with Bob. La Vista's been in touch with Goons. We're going to try to get these guys on both at the same time if they're willing, because obviously if we get everybody on at the same time, this has the potential to turn into a Jerry Springer, and which is good for us. I mean, that draws in listeners like nobody's business. Everybody wants to see that. This is probably the biggest rivalry in Eve as far as that goes. So guys, here we go. This is my interview with Diana Bollock. Check it out. Good afternoon, everybody. This is DJ Funky Bacon of Eve Radio. I've been joined by Diana Bollock from Reikoku. That is of the former Bob Alliance, which we're going to get into as to what exactly happened there. It is now 1640 GMT on February the 5th, 2009. This is a pre-recorded interview for tonight's show. All right, so Diana Bollock, we've already talked a little bit about what's going on here, but now that we're going on the air, we'll just get the official statement here. What exactly happened? I mean, from Bob's perspective, what happened? Now, apparently this happened this morning, so you can start with the when, and then just kind of go through what you guys know so far as to what's going on here.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, Funky. In the too long didn't read version, if you like, is that 01:30 GMT this morning, a member of our holding corporation, who was also a director of one of the member corps of our alliance, Black Nova Corp, used his roles within that corporation to expel all the member corporations from the alliance and then close that alliance, resulting in an instant loss of the alliance and following downtime today, also a reset of all previous Bob sovereignty.
All right, so that's what's going on here. Now, we know for at least for now that Goonswarm is claiming responsibility for this whole thing over here. Now, what do you know about what they've said, and is there anything that you know of what they've said that you can refute at this point or confirm?
Yeah, well, so far we've obviously seen claims from Goonswarm that they basically turned the character in question, character by the name of Haragorth Agamar. Whether or not that is true, we have been unable to confirm. We've not been able to speak to the guy. That leaves us basically with three options of what may have happened. Either they have indeed turned the guy, or he has offered to turn himself for them. His account and his associated emails have been hacked, which, you know, again, that is something that we're unable to confirm. The actual real life persona behind that is supposedly away on military training at the moment. The other is that obviously it was a planned infiltration from the start.
Okay, awesome. I guess maybe not really awesome as far as you guys are concerned, but from some of the things that we've talked about here, now, for those people who are not really familiar with how alliances work, I mean, can you explain to us a little bit on how Bob was set up that allowed somebody who was the head of a corporation that wasn't necessarily the lead corporation in Bob was able to kind of just get in there and wreck such havoc? I mean, you know, that one guy had this much ability, and we kind of talked about it, that you need corporate votes for wars and this stuff, but apparently you can just completely dissolve an alliance with a couple of right clicks.
Yeah, that's correct. The way that most 0.0 alliances anyway are set up is you'll have the member corporations. In this case, there are five corporations that were within the Bob Alliance, and we all basically got together when we were holding so much space and so many stations, and everyone was having to set standings to everybody else who had standings with us, and we formed a holding corporation, which in this case was Tinfoil. That corporation used primarily four standings and to hold stations and to collect in all of the tax revenue and everything else that came for it, so that it was transparent, that all of the CEOs and directors could see what was going in and out of the wallet. We also used that corporation to hold Capital Fuel. Capital operations are an alliance operation, so we would also have lower level directors or middle management from each of the member corporations have a character in there with access to the fuel so that they could give them out on operations. And what it looks like has happened is that this character has gained the director role within that corporation, which is a role he should never have had. But once he had it, as you quite rightly say, you know, if he had wanted to declare a war, he would have had to have voted. If he had wanted to unlock any of the blueprints or create more shares or kick an existing shareholder, he would have had to vote. But the way the actual game mechanics work is, as a director, all he then had to do was go to the corporation tab, go to the alliances tab, go to the members, right-click them, expel corporation. It's an instant action. As soon as he does it, it applies. And then once that was done, just basically quit the alliance as that corporation, and that was the end of the alliance as it was.
Amazing. It's doubly, I guess I'm just trying to wrap my head around this, because even in a corporation setting, you can't just kick out members of your corporation. If they've got roles, you got to strip roles, you have to wait 24 hours. When you join an alliance, it takes 24 hours for that to take effect. So the fact that this mechanic is instant and easy, I guess I'm surprised that this hasn't happened before to somebody, although maybe it has, just maybe not on this scale. Are you aware?
I think someone had mentioned to me that Cult of War had suffered a similar fate. I believe it was confirmed that was due to a hacked account. I'm surprised after that CCP didn't actually realise that actually perhaps that's a little bit overbearing, shall we say. And regardless of how all this pans out, and regardless of whether it was a hack or even, you know, a legitimate espionage play, which, of course, if it was, is a very good one, and kudos to the people that organise it, if it was something that was planned as opposed to a whim, then that is something that, you know, I will certainly be suggesting to CCP they may need to look at, because each of the CEOs within Bob had equal shares. I would find it quite common sense that if you're going to remove a corporation, that first of all only a CEO of the executive corp should be able to do that, but also that it would have to come up to vote.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, for people who are still trying to wrap their heads around what exactly this means, a Delve without Bob, pretty much what's happened is sovereignty has now been set back to zero. Can you just, for the people who are not, you know, there's a lot of people who listen to EVE Radio, you know, they're not in the 0.0 game. They don't know exactly, you know, what is it? All right, so they lost their sovereignty. Can you explain to us a little bit of the confusion that's been happening today as a result of the sovereignty loss?
Sure. I mean, but first of all, Funky, I would like to say that it isn't Delve without Bob.
Right. Bob, you guys are obviously still there.
Yeah. You know, the people that made up the Alliance are still the people that are here now. And the name Bob is one that we didn't originally choose. We were actually forced to choose it by CCP because they didn't like us calling ourselves CCCP. So, you know, to us, whilst people are saying, you know, I know Goonswarm are very happy at owning that Alliance, and we wish them good fare with it, because it was never one that we preferred anyway. Insofar as the actual mechanics within the game go, however, it's been quite amusing sat at Evolution-owned towers and watching members of the rest of the old Alliance log in and instantly get bounced out, because no longer do you have the Allow Alliance button, so that people could just come into the shields and you know, log into the game safely.
And of course, defensive turrets turning on those former allies.
Indeed. Well, fortunately, within the Alliance, we all had reciprocal plus 10 standings anyway.
Oh, all right. So not...
Yeah, as well as having Bob-owned stations, we also had individually Corp-owned stations. So none of us were shooting ourselves. Not to say that we weren't shooting some of our allies, because no longer did we have a collective standings, and we were like, oh, look, shiny red blinky thing. we tend to have the attitude of, let's shoot that first, and then people like me have to sort it out. The members don't really care much for the diplomacy side of things. Right. But it's also meant that, you know, we don't have any jammers now. We don't have any sovereignty, so any station that used to be, you know, secure, that people couldn't shoot if you held sovereignty and the station, can now be shot. We've lost down to zero, I think, five sovereignty four constellations. So, you know, we've got no bridges, because of course that all requires sovereignty three. So it's as irritating as it was this morning. You know, at the end of the day, there's not much we can do about it until CCP give their verdict. So to be honest, we've just been laughing about it. You know, no point in crying about it, is there?
No, I guess not. And I guess you could look at this as a positive side, but you guys are starting to see some people trying to encroach on your territory a little bit, possibly, like, you know, a perceived, oh, there's no sovereignty here. Let's, you know, bring a roaming gang in and see what kind of action that we can find. Are you guys seeing any of that yet?
Yes, we are. And it is that that tends to lend itself to the fact that this wasn't, in fact, planned at all. It was just a target of opportunity, because we're only seeing sort of trickles of hostiles moving into Delve and attacking our infrastructure there. I would like to think that, you know, anybody who had planned something like this would then be able to hit us really hard. But as yet, we've seen gangs of, I think we've got a gang of approximately 100 goons in Delve. They've been hitting J-L, which is the Reikoku capital constellation. We've got some Pandemic Legion camping around PR-Dash and Null, which we've termed the Alamo, which is where we always figured we would end up and die. It's maybe coming at some point, but you know, we shall certainly see about that. The focus of combat has switched from Detroit, which is where we were fighting with the goons from Esoteria, where against all authorities and Stain Empire and that sort of group were fighting with the enemy over there. And the enemy seems to be trying to take an opportunistic view and move into Delve and hit us whilst the defences are down.
Gotcha. Now, so what's next for those of you guys in the, I guess, former Bob Alliance? Are you strictly, at this point, waiting for CCP's verdict, or have you already started to reorganize and try to get another alliance going, you know, basically because you don't know at this point what CCP is going to say, and you don't want to be caught with your, I forget the term you use, pants around your ankles
For too long. Yeah, that's it. We as of, you know, 01:30 this morning, the alliance had disbanded, and as of about 01:35, we had already started to restructure and make contingency plans for it. I'm not going to go into too much detail of what they are just yet, but suffice to say, the first thing that Molly said was, well, don't panic, you know, let's just move on and get on with it. And that's something we pride ourselves on doing. We just get on with the job at hand. We've, you know, obviously got people sorting their logistics out. Some people are having to evacuate stuff out of the stations because, at least for a week anyway, they're probably going to be locked out of them if the kind of numbers descend on us that possibly may do, that descended on us last year in Delve. So yes, things are afoot. The members are aware of them, but I'm afraid your audience will have to wait and see for the result of those.
Well, obviously, we understand security concerns as far as that is concerned. Anything else that you'd like to let us know before we finish up here? I think that we've asked and answered just about all the questions that we had.
We've covered most of it. We, however, would like to say that, as you said, you know, we was talking previously, the way we look at it at the moment, we are pretty defenseless, certainly for a week until the sovereignty starts to kick in. And to our enemy, regardless of how this came about, whether it was legitimate or not, we look forward to the fight, because at the moment we're pretty much stood here naked. And if you can't capitalize on this, guys and girls, if you can't finally do what you've committed your game to doing for the last I don't know how many years, then you really are as terrible at this game as you say you are.
Ooh, so a little bit of smack there to finish things off with. Excellent. So pretty much Bob's stance on this is bring it and let's play.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can bring it. We'll see you at the Alamo.
All right. So Diana Bollock from Raikuku, formerly of the Bob Alliance, maybe again, we're not really sure, or some future alliance. Thank you very much for your time here today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Funky Bacon here with La Vista Vista. We have seemingly exceeded our own expectations for the number of people that were going to be tuning into today's show. Some people, we're aware, are having trouble connecting. I've just got done talking with Mr. Blades. We have just opened up a second stream. Our primary stream, Live 1, has capped out at just over 1,000 listeners. So we've opened up a second stream at Live 2. There should be information on the Eve-Radio website that you can go to tune in. I believe, from what Mr. Blades is telling me, that Gaz and the crew are working so that once you go to the Eve Radio website, you'll automatically connect to the second stream, which is not yet capped out. So that'll be a good place to go. If you're having buffer trouble on the higher 64K stream, we do have a 32K stream. Also, after we're done with the show today, it's looking like, because people are not able to tune in because we're capped out, we will have the entire show in its entirety, as well as the two interviews that we're playing today. Those will all be available for download after we're done here today. So there you guys go. All right, and yeah, I'm just looking. Yeah, because I'm looking at listener graphs right now, and they're quite extraordinary. I don't think we've seen this for non-Alliance tournament coverage to this point. So a lot of interest in today's story. That's what's going on. Okay, next up, we have the Mitanni. Like I said, we talked with him probably about an hour and a half ago now. We got him on his cell phone. We talked with him and chatted it up for about 20 minutes. We've got his interview coming up. We're going to play a quick song real quick. That was kind of double, but yeah, we're going to play a song for you guys first while people are still connecting and trying to get settled in here so that we can make sure that everybody hears what's about to be said. So that's all coming up. The song that I've picked, I think, is strangely ironic for for the situation that we're being faced with today. So you guys enjoy this, a little bit of Curzon Dax, Blast from the Past for you. We're going to be right back with the second part of our interviews today, the interview with the Mitanni of Goonfleet. That's coming up next.
Finally, Curzon isn't here, and it's my turn to sing a song about Eve. And I am not doing a parody. CCP is really, really great.
for Bob.
They made Eve online the best, there's no debate.
For Bob.
There's always something new.
For Bob.
More ships to get into.
For Bob.
And save my ass to buy something tech too.
From Bob.
Person.
Eve online is for Bob.
Person.
Eve online is for Bob.
What are you doing?
CCP is Icelandic for Bob. Bob, Bob.
Person.
Oh, hello, Lourdes.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry. Me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, please being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this awesome video game.
For Bob.
Ugh, I came here because the other ones were lame.
Like Bob. Sorry.
You can forum, troll, and whine.
Like.
Train skills in real time. Until you have a hawk and you're ready to mine.
For Bob.
Person.
Eve online is for Bob. Eve online is for Bob.
Person.
I play this game like it's my job, like Bob, Bob, Bob.
That's dumb. You're a noob.
Sticks and stones, Dirtius.
No, really. You're a noob. CCP didn't make this game so they could cheat and make the Band of Brothers Alliance win.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, CCB?
Ready!
Ready!
What's that? Eve and nine is for Bob. Eve and nine is for Bob. All these guys got lots of lies for Bob.
Eve online is not for Bob! Hold on a second!
What's that?
Now I know that you, Wrangler, post in the forums all the time.
That's correct, I do.
And Kieran, you're too busy with the code base at work.
Sure.
And T20, you would never risk your job to cheat at a game. And Over, weren't you rooting for ASCN in their war against Bob?
True, true.
Oh, but Dordius, what you think they do when they get home from work?
Yeah, I do have a Bob ult.
No!
Eve online is for Bob. Eve online is for Bob.
I hate Bob.
Eve online, my CCP's design is for Bob. Bob, Bob.
I love you, Vital.
Bob, Bob.
Bob.
Eve online is for Eve online is for Eve online is for Bob. Yeah.
Back in your cage, T20.
The Sixth Alliance Tournament is back by popular demand. 64 teams will battle it out over 3 weeks to claim the title of EVE Online PvP Champions. Listen to the live radio broadcasts in January and join us for the televised finals on the 7th and 8th of February. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Sure, EVE's premier radio station continues to play music. You can mine, mission, or pod to. Donate now at www.eve-radio.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. DJ Funky Bacon, La Vista Vista, giving you guys the coverage of the Bob situation today. We have the second interview coming right up, and then we're going to kind of open things up and talk about what all of this means. Now, we just heard from Diana Bollock of Raikoku, formerly of the Bob Alliance. I just got an email from someone. It was a two-parter. I don't know where it came from, but apparently it was a message from Darius Johnson to the rest of the goons, and apparently Delve is lighting up today. Obviously, that conversation that we had with Diana Bollock was a few hours ago, and apparently things have kind of heated up over in the Delve situation in the Delve region. If anybody has any information of what's currently going on down in Delve, anything at all that you want to send in, providing that it's credible, so don't just send in rumors, although I know some people are probably going to do that to us. If you have any firsthand knowledge of what's going on, obviously, preference being to people who are actually out there, former members of Bob or, current members of those corporations, goons, whoever wants to spill their stuff, send it on over. Now, we're going to try to get in touch with, these reps from both alliances a little bit later on and see if we can get them all on air at the same time and see what happens. But first, this is the Mitanni, and he's going to give us, basically, Goon Fleets. take on the whole thing, because we heard from Dynabolic. He said things from his side, but obviously he wasn't on the side that betrayed him. So there's some things in there that he might have not known. And the Mitanni has it. So without further ado, I know you guys are sick of hearing my voice. Here is the interview that we just had. We're working on about an hour and a half ago with Mitanni via his cell phone at work. All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is DJ Funky Bacon of Eve Radio. The time of the recording that you're listening to right now is 1640 GMT, February 5th, 2009. This is in pre-recording for the show that's happening on tonight. We are joined right now by Mitanni, who I guess I'm going to shy away from calling you the mastermind of this because I haven't heard it from your own mouth. But what can you tell us about your personal involvement, I guess, in the situation that's happening with Bob right now? And can you kind of give us a rundown on what's happened exactly that you guys have done?
Well, it's sort of an unusual story. We try to take advantage of opportunities whenever they present themselves to us. In the GIA, we have a long history of sort of a ruthless degree of espionage to try to make up for the fact that up until very recently, militarily speaking, the swarm has been kind of weak. I mean, we started out as a bunch of newbies. But everybody knows that. You want the specific details regarding what happened. What happened was a member of Igneous Octora, I can't even say their name, they're a random member corp, I hope I'm not mangling the pronunciation, was
member
doing
corp
a recruitment.
Of Goonswarm?
This is, yes, Igni is a member corp of Goonswarm.
Okay.
And we picked them up, I think, sometime after the Lock of Volterra Wars. What happened was this Igni member, a guy named Tamir Link, T-A-M-I-R space L-E-N-K, was doing a recruitment scam, which is a noble and honorable goon pastime practiced by quite a lot of us. So he recruitment scammed a random puppy into Goonswarm to join Igni. And a couple of days passed, and the guy was, you know, had moved all of his assets. And of course, usually the way this works is you scam somebody from Empire, they come in, they move their stuff, and they start living in your corp, and then you kick them out and say, you know, haha, screw you, because we're wonderful people.
That's very wonderful.
So he did this, and yeah. So he did this, and it came time to kick the guy out, and the guy's like, well, you know, I really enjoyed being in Igni, I really wish you wouldn't do this. I really feel welcomed here. You know, I enjoy flying with you guys. This really sucks. You know, I'm a bot director. Maybe I could help you guys out. So Tamer is like, you know, what the hell? He contacts his CEO, Aaron Static, who contacts me immediately because I guess I'm sort of the go-to guy for this kind of crap. So my initial reaction to being contacted by the idea of a Bob director defector was that this is BS, right? Like, obviously, this has to be crap. But I was reminded of a book that I had been reading not too long ago called The Sword and the Shield, which is a history of the KGB, and talking about how periodically there would be Russian defectors to the CIA, and they would respond, basically the CIA guys would say, you know, obviously this couldn't be happening, this is crap, and they were legitimate. They were legitimate defectors. So I'm like, well, you know, we'll give this guy a chance. I don't want him to be the guy who turns the Bob defector away. So I say, well, you know, why don't I get bold and I say, why don't you give us your username and your password to your Bob Forums account, right? If you're really interested in defecting and you're not just yanking my chain, don't waste my time. Give me the username and password. We'll see if it's legitimate, and we'll go from there. Now, imagine my surprise when not only did he give me this, but it turns out to be legitimate, and it's a BNC director account. He reveals himself to be Hargoth Agmar, and we sort of go from there. He gives us the Bob Alliance form thing, and we start to... this is basically where the plan begins launching into action. This was...
And how long ago was this?
This was only two nights ago. And the plan to actually disband Bob didn't actually get hatched until around 4 p.m. Eastern time. It was about 3.5 hours from the insight to the execution on that. The beginning of the story is when we began talking to Hargoth, and he started giving us these the forum access, we started our forum archivers up because we have an automated forum archive system, which is something that people have been seeing the benefits of on kugutsman.com. We've been sort of gradually ripping everything that Bob has and publishing it for everyone to be amused with. So we started that up, and we just sort of began, Hargoff and I sort of began talking about what can we do? You know, what assets do you have? He started showing me the things that Black Nova Corporation had and, you know, telling me he's got a character in Tinfoil, he's got full director in Black Nova. And the funny thing about this is that I, initially speaking, the whole thing was just going to be a relatively mundane smash and grab. When you're given a full director account, you have two options. You can either try to keep the director around as a long-term agent, which is what we did with Osmodius in Lock of Volterra, who was another director defector who was with us for a long time. Or you can accept the idea that at some point there is a risk of exposure and then you lose everything, and then you just try to do as much damage as you can. So looking at things, we had decided that we're going to try to do a smash and grab. We're going to try to take Black Nova's cap fleet because they have a corporate dread program that has them all in their hangars. They have the Black Nova store, which is a huge, just staggeringly big cache of ships, and all of their posthume and stuff like that. This is fairly mundane. I mean, you know, corp theft is honestly not a big deal, even if it's a big corp.
Yeah, it's been going around for a long time.
Exactly. So we go to bed, and we're still mulling things over. And the next day, I guess over the course of the evening, I'm like, you know, I should ask him. I'd forgotten to ask where these assets are. Are these assets in NPC space? Are they in conquerable space? Because that's important. If it's in NPC space, that means you can take all the stuff and then have access to it afterwards. If it's in a conquerable station, he can steal it from Black Nova, but we can't actually take the stuff else because it'll be trapped. He tells me it's an NPC corp. It's in an NPC station. We spend a little bit more time talking, and then This is it just came to me in a flash. I don't even know how to describe it. Normally speaking, when I'm doing some sort of spy thing, it's sort of a ruminative process where I'm trying to plot something. And it just came to me in an instant that we could disband Bob. I mean, we could do just more than a smash and grab. It was just this searing flash. We could destroy the entire alliance. So I told him that, and we started working out the details, and we decided, whereby we at this point, I mean, not just myself and Hargoff, but also several of the other GIA directors, we began sort of working on the plan, and we wanted to not just destroy Bob, which is amusing in and of itself, but we also wanted to steal their very identity. We wanted to take the name Band of Brothers, because most of our war efforts have always been based around not just grinding our opponents down, but literally destroying the foundation of their identity. It's easy to take an alliance's space. It's a lot of to kill their identity, but if you destroy the identity, the alliance will fail your cascade in short order. So basically what happened was is we got everything together at around 4 p.m. Eastern time. We had the insight to destroy the alliance. We very quickly then set things up. We wrote out a plan of action in a Google document, sort of a checklist to make sure that we wouldn't forget anything in the heat of the moment. And at that point we began to wait until late Eastern time, when there would be very few people, very few Bob directors online. You need a CEO to kick out a full director, which meant that in order to remove the roles and get rid of the spy, someone would have to be physically waking up all of the European CEOs at like 4 in the morning, Euro time, and say, by the way, your alliance has been disbanded, which is exactly what happened. So when it came time to actually take the action, we did it about 2.5 hours ahead of schedule. We're aiming for 11 p.m. Eastern time, but there came a time when there was only 3 or 4 people in the entirety of Black Nova Corporation, because Bob's participation has been way down lately. They've been having a lot of internal troubles. It's sort of your typical like soap opera crap. But anyway, there's nobody on, so we're like, you know, screw it, let's just go ahead and do it. So he disbanded the alliance and began stealing everything from their hangars. He began stealing everything from their wallet. And as
Black
soon as
Nova
the alliance
Corp, right? Because he doesn't have, or did he have access to the entire alliance wallet and stuff?
He,
as well?
He had access. The thing, he had two levels of access, right? He had a character in Tinfoil, which was a full director. Tinfoil is the executor corporation for Bob. The reason why we were able to disband Bob is because we had a full director in Tinfoil, right? So there really wasn't all that much to the Alliance wallet, because they tend to use actually just production. They take a long time to build, so they're not terribly expensive. But at the rate in which we blow up capitals and lose capitals, having the other guys lose 15 and us gain 15 is a pretty significant swing. So we were very happy about that. We were also very happy about all the POS fuel that he stole, all the various fuel components, the sheer number of mods and powers that he got. It was, in terms of smashing and grabbing, it was really a good haul. It's just sort of the smash and grab angle is dwarfed in comparison to the Alliance piece.
Yeah, and it's kind of played out too, so you guys were looking for a little bit more of an original angle, is what it's looking like.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I really wish I could say that I had come up with this in some sort of, you know, a long deliberative process, but it hit me in a flash. I realized what we could do, and 3.5 hours later, we seized the moment, and it really felt like it was great. It was a good vindication. We also did some other crap on the way down. We had him. We didn't just have him do all the stuff. He was in the in all their directors' forums. He was in their directors' IRC, which is the Bob Secure channel. So we of course got logs, which we've, of course, as everyone has now seen, published on the EVE Online forums. The shock and dismay as the various directors are woken up, come onto the Bob Secure channel, go, what's happened to the Alliance? And, you know, the first thing they thought was that they forgot to pay a bill, and then they go into the Tinfoil wallet, and they see that there's a wallet transaction where all of the money has been taken, and the reason listed for the wallet transaction is the Mitanni sends his regards, which is my stupid little catchphrase whenever we have anything. It's kind of dumb, but, you know, whatever.
A calling card.
At that point, they... Yeah, they then freak out and start talking about how they're going to petition and do all this other stuff. But we also had him, like, yank roles from everybody in Black Nova, because he could do that because he's a full director, and kick everyone who didn't have roles. We had him change the standings such that Black Nova was positive, Uniswarm negative to all the other corporations that used to be in Bob. You know, we just wanted to have some fun with it, and I think, you know, it's nice, so I'm pretty happy with the After Effects. So that's the lengthy monologue.
Okay, well, there we go. We got the monologue out of the way. We got a few more specific questions over here. We already heard about your haul and everything. Now, there's some rumors floating around, and I call them rumors because I have not been able at this point to substantiate them, but it's being said or kind of tossed around that the person in question who supposedly defected was in boot camp or some kind of military training at the time that this happened, and so I guess there's some concern kind of floating around that it might have been an account hack. Are you guys aware of anything like that? Were you able to absolutely confirm without a doubt that the person who defected was exactly that person, or are you just basically having to take his word for it? I'm not, you know, accusing goons of sending someone in to hack it, but is there a possibility that the person in question is someone who's hacked that account that you might not be aware of?
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't physically meet the guy or shake his hand in a bar, right? So, I mean, there's always a possibility that something unusual could happen. However, the it's not actually him business that has been espoused has been, in the game, has been dispersed several things, which I'll go ahead and lay out now. This is really just a propaganda line. People, you know, Eve is all about propaganda, and this is their rationalization for having their Alliance obliterated. They want to say it's foul play. He, Grand Thagmar, a member of several channels, in-game player can't password it, and was account on a different computer. He wouldn't be joining us because that information wouldn't be in the account. It wouldn't be on the client. So basically, and he would have to know those passwords, individually rejoin. He posted on Scrap Heap admitting that it was him and that he did it. He would have to, you know, this hypothetical hacker story. This hypothetical hacker.
So many accounts and passwords that you're saying it would be unlikely.
I mean, you know, sure, if they wanna say that as their line, they can do that. It doesn't really matter. All their stops come. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I didn't hear that from Bob directly. I heard that from, I've seen it on the forums and stuff. That's why I was asking. Just had to throw
No problem.
Yeah. Just trying to confirm stuff. All right, the next question that I have for you here is that in your original MP3 that you've posted up on eFiles, and for those guys who are not aware of it, you can find links for that on the forums. As you're talking about what's happened and how you guys did it, you mentioned that he was on Vent or TeamSpeak, whatever you guys were using, but he did not have a microphone. And some people, and I don't recall it being Bob specifically, but some people question that he's a Bob director, but he doesn't have a microphone. What gives? Do you know anything about...
Well, I don't really see what the big deal is. The dude recently moved. At least that's what he told us. He says, I just moved house. I don't have a microphone. You know, I know what you're saying because I remember listening to an Executive Outcomes TeamSpeak recording. Hi, guys. I know I'm sure this is a shocking news that I have a spy in X. Where they went on this... You know, whenever anything like this happened, there are all these, you know, like I said before, there are these long conspiratorial, oh, my God, how could this happen? There must be, you know, illegality or foul play involved. And everyone naturally jumps to that conclusion. And I think that the... you know, the mere fact that the guy didn't have a microphone is being turned into this just, thinking about it rationally speaking, the fact that he doesn't have a microphone shouldn't mean anything. But if you are of a mindset where you want to think that there, let me back up for a moment. There is amongst pets, amongst people who pay rent to Bob and have been members of Bob and have built Bob up in their heads as being this amazing entity, there is a real desire to see the impossibility. They don't want to believe that there could possibly be a defector. And, you know, so it just wakes them out, and they latch onto these little bits of irrelevancy in order to try to justify the idea that no one would ever want to leave Bob. And so I think that's an expression of that.
All right. So I have to ask you, what's next? Now that you guys have done this to Bob and you've disbanded their alliance, I mean, we're looking at it's at least going to be a couple of days before they can get a new alliance going, regardless of whether CCP steps in saying it was a hack or whatever was going on in there. What are you guys doing right now? We were talking with them earlier. They said that they've already got some roaming gangs that have kind of been popping in a delve looking for some action. So they're already kind of getting active in there. Obviously, their jump bridge network is down. A number of other assets they had going that were based on sovereignty are now down. So what is Goonswarm's move at this point?
We have already, as of the time of the conversation, been into the heart of Delve and have already blown up at least one capital ship assembly array. They were so proud that they neglected to add Strontium into their towers in their sub 4 constellations because those towers were invulnerable, right? So we're in there shooting people. We're going to be dropping an awful lot of towers, as is virtually everyone else. You know, really, from my personal perspective, not speaking from an alliance perspective here, I don't really care what happens in Delve. I would like us to conquer it, obviously, but what amuses me personally more is just the sheer amount of chaos, because it's not just Doomswarm invading Delve now. You have Pandemic Legion. You have just this huge disruption in the balance of power in Eve, and just watching that play out fascinates me.
All right, excellent. So then your goal isn't necessarily to take over Delve, although you wouldn't mind it. But right now, it seems like you guys are just in there, you know, looking to sow the seeds of confusion or whatever that is.
Yeah, I mean, right now, the goal of Goonswarm is the same goal that Goonswarm has had since July of 2006, when Sir Molloy decided to wave a bloody shirt and try to take issue with our member Tetsujin. Our goal is vengeance. It's just that now we've pretty much achieved it, and this is the part where the army gets into the village and there's, you know, looting and pillaging and a bunch of people running around screaming, trying to get away. The amount of evacuation that we're seeing from the pets and the other, actually, I should say, the residents of Delve and the surrounding areas, it's awe-inspiring. There are transport ships fleeing the area. There's people are jump freightering everything they can out. You know, there's an infrastructure of thousands of people in that region of space who have honestly, truly believed that Bob would always be there, that that was the safest space in Eve, and that Bob would always protect them. And it's like God is dead all of a sudden, and they're just fleeing. Panic is everywhere. I love it. It's awesome.
Prophetic words. All right, Mitanni, I want to thank you for being on with us, obviously, during the show tonight. If you have an opportunity, or anybody that you would recommend from Goonswarm would have an opportunity to be on with us, we are trying to get someone from Bob to be on with us live as well, which could lead to an interesting situation, as it were, but we would welcome you guys on there. But either way, thank you very much for being on with us. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing? I will say that from talking with Bob earlier today, their statement to this whole thing, or what they closed it with, was more or less, you know, the goons are never going to have a better opportunity to come in here and take us out, and if they can't do it now, it's just, it's not going to happen. What's your thought to that?
I think the only real response to that is to expose their propaganda for what it is. Every time Bob suffers a defeat, there is the public face of Bob, where you have these big, bold directors like Deanna Bollock out there, or you have Sir Molly with somebody ghostwriting for him, and they write a little pretty bit of pose, and they talk about how they're so manly, and they eagerly await the good fights. But, you know, I have their director forms now. They're not actually like that. And we're going to publish those director forms so everybody can see how much full of shit they are, basically. That's really all I have to say to that.
All right. Well, thank you once again for being on with us. Once again, this is DJ Funky Bacon. Special guest, Mitanni of Goonswarm. Are you actually in Goonfleet?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, of Goonfleet and Goonswarm, then. Thanks once again.
Well, hello, good evening, welcome to Cooking with Puck. As a special treat this evening, I have prepared my famous Funky Bacon. If you don't like it, I'll pod you.
Find out when your favorite DJs are on air at schedule.eve-radio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Funky Bacon and La Vista Vista back over here. All right, some more technical stuff before we can really sink our teeth into the whole Bob situation. I'm looking at the graphs right now. We're sitting at almost 1,400 listeners. For those of you guys who are not aware, typical Eve Radio primetime show, you're looking at around 400. So we're experiencing some very, very severe server loads. I know some people have been complaining about getting disconnected, the website kind of lagging out, a whole bunch of other things. Count that down to this. This is extreme. So what's going to happen right now? I've just been talking with Mr. Blades, him and the crew. They've been monitoring the situation very closely. They know that packets are being dropped. Things like that are happening. So he just wanted me to tell you, when the break comes, advise people we are going to move them to another stream. The quality won't be as good, but we're getting utterly raped, in his words. That's a quote, by numbers. Over 1,300 when he said that. We're actually approaching 1,400 right now, and we might have even topped it. No, we're just hovering just below 1,400. So this is a very, very, very big news story in what's going on in Eve right now. So obviously we want to cover this for as many people as possible. So some people are going to be getting switched over. The stream that we're going to make available after the show will be a higher quality 64K stream. Basically, good enough quality that you can hear it and it sounds good and small enough so that you can download it in a relatively short amount of time. So that'll be coming up. We're going to break this down. We're going to try to get some more guests on here. And we're getting in touch with our Bob and Goon Swarm friends and seeing if we can get them on. We're going to try to aim for 2030. So if Diana Bollock is listening, and I know that the Goons are listening right now, that's what we're going to try to aim for, to get you guys all on. If that doesn't work, you know, we can push it up to 2100 if we have to. Whatever works for people. So we want to try to get guys on. We're going to try to aim for a half an hour on that if we can get everybody on at the same time. So all that's coming out. I'm going to play some music for you guys while we do some switching. So if you are tuned in through the website, all right, just stay there, and it should switch automatically, I believe. If not, well, you'll hear from us, because, like I said, right now we've got an extreme number of listeners, so we want to try to accommodate everybody that we can. So all that's happening. That's all coming up. Enjoy the music, guys. We're going to be back in 7 to 10 minutes, and we're going to really break this down and tell you guys what all this means. I've got reports coming in from the Delve region basically letting us know what's going on in there. We've got a few eyewitnesses who are down there right now who are telling us what's going on and informing us on that. We also have Darius Johnson's announcement to the goons. We're going to read that. That came not from Darius Johnson, from someone else, so I cannot confirm that that is it, that it's exactly his words, but I assume, I mean, they look like they were pulled off of somewhere that he posted those up. So we'll have those for you guys as well. That's all coming up right after this break. So stay tuned, guys, and bear with us as we attempt to get as many people as we can situated here, because I know that there's a lot of interest in this, and we're having a hard time keeping everybody together. So stay tuned, guys. We will be right back. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Funky Bacon over here. All right, it appears that we have we've leveled off a little bit, so we're holding off the third stream for right now. Things are holding pretty steady. So we are good there. The two interviews are done. I have confirmed. I just posted this up on the Evo General forums. I'm also having to restart the Skype machine because we were having some problems over there. So we're going to have the call-in system back online very shortly after the next tune. So just to give you guys an update on what's going on, we've been in touch with both the Mitanni and Diana Bollock. They're both going to be joining us at about 20:30. So we're going to have Bob and Goons on Eve Radio at the same time. Brace for Jerry Springer, though I make no promises as far as that is concerned. So that's coming up at 20:30. Also, like I said, we've got reports coming in from Delve and what's happening down there. We're going to get you guys updated on that. I've got that stuff coming in. Also, Darius Johnson, message to the goons. We've got that as well. Someone emailed that to us, so thank you very much for that. So all this stuff is coming up. I've just got one more song for you while we get the phones back on. Like I said, technical difficulties all around today, but that's all happening. So if you know people who tuned out for whatever reason, and they want to know more, we're going to have everybody on. We're also going to try to pass along. If you guys have questions, there is a thread in the Evo forums in the general section. You can't miss it. Eve Radio, we're covering the situation live. You can throw questions in there. I'm going to peruse through that. Anything that hasn't been answered already, I'm going to throw this to these guys while we get the discussion going, and when they're not at each other's throats, which, you know, hopefully we get a little bit of that because that's entertaining. But when they're not at each other's throats, hopefully we can get them to answer some questions. So we're going to have about a half an hour of that. I think we have planned Diana Ball. Has to leave by 2100, but we're going to get those guys in here and get things sorted out. So that's all coming up. Like I said, wow, what a day happening in Eve Radio. Just absolutely huge. So enjoy the next tune, guys. I will be right back with La Vista Vista and friends. So hopefully that'll all be happening very, very shortly. Here you go.
Broadcasting live 24/7 across the Eve universe and beyond. This is Eve Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Right now, I've just heard from Eve Radio's own DJ Wiggles. He is now attempting to make his way down to the Delve region to give us a... to get us a first-hand account. As you can see, we're trying to raise him on his cell phone, and we're getting his voicemail. So some more technical difficulties there as far as that is concerned. But that's it as well, that's as it happens. So La Vista is trying to get him on the line for us. La Vista acting as our kind of producer today and also monitoring in-game for us. Also, we've got the emails coming. You can send your emails to me. If you have any questions for Bob or the goons, please put them in that thread on the Evo forums. You're doing two things for us there. Number one, you're keeping it bumped so people see it. And number two, you're not cluttering up my email inbox, which is, it's flooding as it is. All right, so here we go. This is what we've got. First up, as far as what's going on down in Delve right now, I'm looking for the situation. Shadow JDA reports, absolute chaos in Dell, LOL. Stick with your friends. No one can be trusted. This is a cue for all relationships forged in Eve to dissolve. Trust no one. So apparently he's panicking right now. Dell, apparently in absolute chaos. Another person, don't mention the name, he says. 174524, notify the station. The Alamo has been captured by Northeastern SWAT Corporation. And so that, I guess that's a notification there. And then the emailer goes on to say, guess you could say that the final stand position is pretty much gone. It's worth mentioning that currently Bob is moving a 170 ship fleet with five Titans between 0.0 and low sec space. Freighter kills for singled off Bob freighters are already appearing on killboards, Battle Clinic, MM, Razor, etc. So apparently those reports can be confirmed through those various sites. We're still trying to get a hold of Wiggles, who, as we said before, is en route as we speak right now to delve, to kind of see for himself so we can get an eyewitness report of what's happening as it happens. As soon as we're able to get him on his cell phone, we will have that information for you guys as well. All right, so I've just gotten word, yes, from Diana Bollock, he has 30 minutes that he can give us, so we're all set as far as that goes. Okay, another Eve Radio listener has forwarded us, it says, regarding Goons versus Bob, originally posted by Darius Johnson. All right, I'm going to read this out for you guys right now for those people who are not in the know as to what's going on over here. I know that there is a thread knot on the Evo forums. Perhaps this is posted in there somewhere as well. Not really sure. I need to make this fairly brief as I have work to do, but I'll give a high-level overview of what's gone down and what we're planning. I don't want to give too much detail at this time as I don't want to give away any more surprises. Yesterday, we drove a fucking pickup truck packed with confetti explosives into Bob's ass. These are Darius Johnson's words, by the way. There is nothing that they can do to recover from this gracefully. The spy was turned honestly, and CCP will not save them. This morning, I war-decked every major corp in the former Bob Alliance to choke their retreat and keep them locked out of a new alliance. So now, my goons, the time has come to claim our birthright. Now, this guy sounds like Jesus. As of this moment, every single member of Goon Swarm is ordered to 319 in Delve. I want this done fast, in capital letters. I want as good a market set up as we can, but we won't be too far from Empire. Actually, the logistics should be simpler than reinforcing our own current. And it goes on in the second email. Let's see. Should be simpler than reinforcing on our own current space. Beginning immediately, we're going to finish reinforcing the CSAAs, then tower the fuck out of everything. We're going to conquer their stations and hold their region. For 3 years now, we have all secretly prepared. I don't think there's any secret in that, but we've all secretly prepared for the time to conquer Delve. That time is now, and it will become our home. That time is now, and it will become our home. Oh, NOL will be our capital, and from there, we will create a new Goontopia with hilariously broken NPC space where everyone may have a free meal. That apparently from Darius Johnson to his fellow Goon Swarm members, claiming their birthright, as it were. Wow, I think we have a new nomination for Internet Jesus right there. Don Ford says Goon Pharaoh chasing Bob Moses. Yes, I don't know. Anyways, so yeah, that's the latest that we've got going on. If anybody else has any information on what's been happening down in Delve, anything specific that you guys want to give us, perhaps killboard links, you know, that we can verify major freighter kills. I did hear shortly before the show started that there were a couple of freighter kills, and one particular Bob pilot may have lost around 70 billion. I did ask Diana Bollock earlier, we did not ask it in his interview, but exactly what did they lose? The Mitanni did give us some idea of what was happening there, but Diana Bollock got back to me. Cash, approximately 10 billion ISK in cash was taken in this heist. Assets, about 25 dreads. Those are mid-level estimates, so that's not a solid number. And I do believe that the Mitanni had told us that they got around 15. So Bob is estimating that at 25. So one of those estimates may or may not be off. We don't know. Total equals about 60 billion ISK in losses. And then, of course, you're also looking at the alliance dissolving and what that did to their sovereignty. And, of course, Delve at this moment in time, from what we've heard, and we will hear it from Bob themselves, because Diana Bollock will be joining us very shortly. Delve, apparently, according to reports that we've received so far, is in absolute chaos right now. But we'll get confirmation on that from both Bob and Goons, and you know, maybe they'll refute each other. We don't know. Guys, I've got some more music for you. We're going to get our next guests up, Diana Bollock and the Mitanni. We're going to try to get both of these guys on up here at the same time, so bear with us. Here's a couple more tracks for you. When we come back, hopefully we will have those two guys with us, so stay tuned. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is DJ Funky Bacon, La Vista Vista. We've been joined. We finally got Wiggles on his cell phone. Wiggles, you're on your way to Delve. How close are you right now?
22 jumps out of Delve, well, getting into the Delve region, and I will be bringing updates as soon as I get them. Along the way, though, it's been quiet. There's been two or three people in every system along the way. I'm currently in point three and going down.
All right, excellent. Just setting up some audio levels over there. All right, I've been informed by Mr. Blades. It is official. We have now exceeded the listener numbers that we had during our first two weekends of Alliance Tournament coverage. So this is becoming very, very big. We've opened up a third stream, and people have been switched over to that right now. So we have two 32K streams running, one 64K stream running, and we have passed 1,500 listeners for this show, which is quite possibly one of the biggest shows that we've ever had. So again, my apologies to those of you who are experiencing some buffering. If you are, and for whatever reason, you know people who they can't connect or whatever, we will have this show in its entirety available on our website after we're done here today. So once I have a chance to upload it, so expect we're going to be finishing around 2,200. You can expect by 2,300, we should have something up for you guys to download and check out. Also, the two interviews that we aired earlier, those will also be available also separately. So there we go. So I've been joined. We've got Diana Bollock here. You can go ahead and say hello.
Yeah, hello again to you, Funky. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, thank you for coming back. We've got a lot of people interested, so obviously this is working out for both of you guys. You're going to be heard by a lot of folks. And we also have the Mitani, not the Mitari or Mitali, as I've said a few times. You'll have to pardon me because it's been a crazy day.
Hey, no problem, man. It's fun.
All right, so you're there as well.
Yeah, I'll add some excitement. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so are either of you guys, obviously, Mitani, you're at work right now. Are you in game, or are you getting updates on what's happening with the goons heading into Delve, or what's going on there?
Well, I mean, no, I actually very rarely play Eve, as a matter of fact. I am very rarely logged in. I tend to keep track of the game with our Alliance's Jabber client. There's an awful lot of logistics taking place across multiple coalitions. I don't really know what's happening exactly right now because, frankly, I'm dealing with media crap all day. So, I don't know.
Okay. That's a dig at you, Funky, that is.
I guess. All right. Well, Diana Bollock, I know that you've been in game, and obviously you guys, Bob has been really busy right now. You heard some of the reports that we've gotten in earlier. What's happening with you guys right now?
We're just moving fleets at the moment. We've got two big fleets on the move. Obviously, we're going where the targets are, and right now they're on our doorstep, which, as we found last year, is something that we really, really enjoy. We're on the approach.
All right, the report that we got that the Alamo has fallen, is that, can you confirm that?
Yes, the LMAO was taken by a conglomerate of Pathetic Legion and various other groups earlier on this evening. Clones were revoked and whatever else. So obviously without sovereignty, anybody can shoot at that. We're expecting Scrap Heap Challenge to turn up with a summary gank knight to do the same later on.
Wow, exciting times happening in Delve, apparently. We've had a number of questions coming through our thread on the forums, which is, it doesn't have a ton of replies, but it certainly has a ton of views. A lot of interest, obviously, happening today. So here's one for you. This is going to be aimed at Diana Bollock over here. Right up at the top of the thread, question, is it true that Alliance members in Bob have been engaging in infighting? If so, what was it all about?
I think every alliance has infighting. I'd certainly call it infighting. You can call it creative disagreement or whatever you like. You know, there are, especially in Bob, a lot of opinionated people. They argue about all kinds of things. We argue about names of stations where people can NPC and everything else, just like anybody else.
All right. And let's see.
I actually have something that I might be able to offer there regarding that. I don't know if you want me interjecting.
No, go ahead. You guys can interject all you want. You can cut each other off. Fist fights, mud wrestling, jello wrestling, it's all good. We're very open-minded here on the show.
The guy's a lawyer. I don't think jello wrestling is going to go down too well.
Yeah, I'm a little too smug to really do that. I'm more the sort of condescending jackass rather than the, like, yelling, screaming type. But basically what I got here, you know, talking about people in an example of infighting, we're going to be seeing more and more of this stuff in the next few days as we gradually publish the entirety of Bob's director forums. Recently, things have been coming to a head within Bob, and I'm happy to provide this because, you know, Deon Bollock is an excellent spokesperson. I mean, he's a really good public face for Bob. And Bob usually has a couple of people like this, like D.B. Preacher, was, as much as people were annoyed by him in his way, he presented this very masculine, very testosterone-oriented, you know, we are Bob and we're looking to destroy people and we are relatively, in public, a united front. So here's something from Los Barrios de la Jefes, which is their director forum, from our dear friend Phil, who Deanna Bollock, of course, recently saw have a little email quit on Bob Secure just the other day. So here's
I do love Sol's emo quits, I've got to say. They're hilarious.
It is, to be fair, with Phil, he is the sort of person who does this on a fairly regular basis. But it's a funny post, so here we go. The title of the post and the thread is We're Crap. Security, crap. Bob Pilot Participation, Counterintelligence, crapper to crap. Pilot skill levels, crap. FCs, non-Bob are all crap. Face it, guys, in all fairness, we have become something, in my opinion, we would have never become. And it makes me cry looking at our fleet/TS now. We really should think about the options we have from this point on. And in my opinion, a completely new vision is needed. In short, all capital letters, restructure and reset. Opinions? Or should we stay bloated like we are now? And, you know, I'm happy to provide that sort of resetting. I'm glad that I know.
I've got to say, I'm happy for you to broadcast that as well, Mitani, because a lot of alliances have always learned from Bob and can continue to do so because, yeah, people get old, you know, you get stuck in your ways. Is there any alliance in EVE that's been around for, what, 4 years that can't say the same and is actually honest enough to talk with each other about that?
Well, I think that it's important to have that kind of discussion, but I think the broader point that I'm trying to make, to be fair, every alliance does have disagreements, but I think that what Fall's point deals with more of a systemic or structural issue within Bob. We've been talking about this entire issue with Hargoth and the fact that we destroyed the Bob Alliance within the context of, you know, people like to say that Hargoth was a traitor, but from a certain perspective, and looking at what Thal has been saying, and if you look at the recent recruitment habits of Bob, in a lot of ways it seems almost as if Bob has betrayed its old guard members. Hargoth had been there for a year and a half, and yet almost every month there's this new wave of recruits from the GBC, the Greater Pet Coalition. You have these people from Goodfellas. There's a mass hire in DICE a month ago, and all of a sudden, I play the employment history game in local, the guys in Bob will know what I'm talking about. When I actually do log into the game on rare occasions, I will sit there and go down everybody in Bob's employment history and call out all these random-ass alliances that they, who used to be renters, that they're recruited from. And one of the reasons why Hargoth left... Yes, I mean, the thing is that this is an important identity distinction, is that Goonfleet is terrible. I mean, we are awful at this game, and we know it. We have a bunch of people who are newbies who have never played the game before. We mass recruit people from something awful. We make no bones about what we are. There's a disconnect in the identity of Bob, in that they display themselves very openly in a very manly, aggressive way as being the best of the best, da-da-da-da-da. And then they go off and they hire 30 people from Goodfellas, who are just a terrible joke. And you have Goodfellas, you have Rise, you have Quorm, you have Gonad. And so what happens is that you had a guy like Hargoth sitting there on TeamSpeak. He doesn't know anybody in the Corp, because everybody who's there who has been in the old guard, by and large, has left. There's a bunch of Lock of Volterra retreads, there's Fix retreads, there's people, and they're all sitting there saying, we're the best of the best, and they're chest beating, and they're from terrible alliances, and the performance and the propaganda don't match up. And that was, you know, that's the only reasonable explanation as to why, when Hargoth found himself in Igneous Tartora for 2 days, he was like, you know, this is better. People are nice here. I mean, they're idiots, and sure, they make stupid jokes. But, yeah, that's why I think this happened.
That may as well be, but as you say, Hargoth's been there a year and a half. To me and to some of the others, he's also a newbie you know? If somebody is going to join an alliance and then a year and a half later say, I don't know anybody here, then that says two things to me. First of all, it says that they don't engage with new people. I've been in RKK 4 years, I think, now, and I know everybody. I couldn't tell you their kids' names, but I certainly know who they are because I engage with people. You're going to be so isolated that you are then going to complain about not knowing anybody. Whose fault is that? Are we going to hold your hand? And
well, how isolated could we suggest that Hargoth was? I mean, he felt isolated, yet at the same time, you did give him a full director account in tinfoil all of a sudden.
Well, I didn't, and it was actually given to him in error. So that's an issue that we will deal with internally.
The counterintelligence crapper. I don't want to slap fight. I don't want to be a dick about things. My my own personal goal has been accomplished. I don't really care what happens now beyond that. Obviously, it would be nice if we take Delve, but you know, I kind of logged on and nuked Bob yesterday, and that's pretty much the biggest feat of espionage in the history of Eve. So.
It could be bigger than the Guiding Hand Social Club incident, that's for sure. All right, next question coming down over here. This one also aimed at you, Dianabolic. Why hasn't there been a statement from Sir Maul on CAOD? Does he have anything to say about this? Have you talked with him yet? Does he know what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. We have currently got better things to do, as I'm sure everybody can appreciate. We will certainly post on forums when we feel like it. But as for now, we have to get our own hand in order, our own house in order, sorry. It is certainly true, and I would certainly agree that it is the greatest feat of espionage. But it is a bit tepid by the fact that it was just somebody who got a little bit bitter and just suddenly offered it up. That's not really, you know, it is espionage, but it's not proper, is it? It's not really. I've planned to do this for the last 8 months. I've spent 8 months of my life talking to people that I didn't really like and that I wanted to screw over. This is, God, I don't really like this. I fancy a change. Actually, no, I'm going to lose all my stuff if I don't do something about this, because I've actually joined a corp that was going to scam me. So instead of doing that, I'm going to claim that I don't really know anybody just to protect my stuff.
Well, you know, you've really, I think you've just done a good job of, you pretty much destroyed my sense of accomplishment. I think I'm just going to have to give up now. That was very succinct.
Wow. Well, here's a question for you, Mitanni. The person in question who has come over that you guys had scammed and were about to kick out, is he now going to permanently be a part of Goonswarm? Or now that you guys have done this, are you going to give him the shaft too?
Well, basically the way this works is we have periodically had director defectors from other organizations. We call this, we tend to make a joke about this, but I think the demonstration is there in the nomenclature used on the EVE Online forums. We call this the cultural victory, like from Civilization. Periodically people just see that our culture is superior, they want to join us and be part of us, and we want to make a good home for those who are goons at heart, right? I mean, the only thing you have to do to be a goon is pay $10 and spout cash raises. So, it's not that hard. But,
I actually got that as a gift, though, so I don't know if it counts.
Yeah, well, there you go. Saved is also a goon. He's a long-term Bob member who is was a goon long before there was actually a Goonswarm. But basically, you know, with Hargoth, we did the same thing with him that we did with Osmodius, which is you are more than welcome to have amnesty here. We will help you evacuate all your stuff, which wasn't a problem because it got it all out beforehand. And, you know, we don't want to screw over the people who are saying, you know, you are a superior culture, we want to join you, we want to hang out with you. So he's never going to have roles, obviously. I made that very clear to him from the outset. I'm like, you know, if you do this, if you help us do this, you have a home here, you'll always have a home here. I'm not going to let you, you know, I'm not going to let you control towers. But all the dude wants to be is, like, you know, all he wants is a caring, loving, fun corp that isn't full of a bunch of hypocritical people talking about how awesome they are when they're from Goodfellas.
With lots and of hugs.
Because if you were in a corp like that, of course you would immediately join a corp that has a turnover that is as fast and as high as people can be scammed, and it's a turnstile.
I sound a little bitter.
I'm sorry. This is good. It's good stuff, guys. I'll move on to the next question since we seem to have a little pause here. All right. Here's a question. This one obviously directed at Bob again. What will be the new name for Bob? And there will be a new Bob, right?
Yeah, we've you know, got ourselves into an alliance for mechanics purposes. To be honest, and, you know, whilst I completely understand why, Mitani, you would say, you know, or they just want the good fights and whatever else, we've been playing the game for that long, and we still play, and we do, regardless of what people say, play for the fights. People can believe that or not. We don't really care. Right now, we have in Delve, what, 500 hostiles with more on the way on our doorstep, where we've got a whole shed load of assets, and we can fight without having to do logistics. The alliance we join, or that we have joined for mechanics purposes, may or may not be one we stay with. It probably won't be, and people will realize why not in due course. But the member corporations, you know, Black Nova Corp, Reikoku, Evolution, Destructive Influence, and Fin Fleet, they're going to stay together. You know, we go and meet up with each other every year. We're doing the same this year. There's not anything anybody can do that will break that. The members may change, but the corpse will stay the same.
Will your new alliance be invited to the barbecue?
I would say that it would be rather empty if it wasn't, yeah.
Can we ask what alliance you guys did join for logistics purposes?
No, not yet. You can find out tomorrow when it takes into effect.
Okay, so you guys are holding that one close for now. All right.
Well, we've got war decks from the fearsome Goon Swarm. We need to be careful. You know, they're going to apply all of a sudden tomorrow. Unfortunately, Darius got it wrong when he said, "I've declared war on these corporations to keep them out of an alliance." All that will happen is that the alliance will then go to war. We've done you a favor, to be honest, Mitani, because it's going to reduce your war bill.
No.
Well, I really do care a lot about my war bill. So,
well, use some of the 8 bill that you took and, you know, throw it at a proper fee.
No, that's all his, actually. We let him keep, I mean, everything that Hargoth gave us, he gave out of, you know, no real obligation. It wasn't like, give us this stuff or else. I'm like, keep this, we don't need 15 billion this.
But, really?
We did take the cap fleet. We did take the cap fleet. That was, and all the towers, cap fleet and the towers. And
when
and
you bring fuel. That, if you do bring that to Delve, can you name them properly so that we can leave them alone? Because eventually we want them back.
I think we'll probably end up changing all of our capital ships to actually mirror the BMC naming convention.
Yeah, perhaps you could all line up in a line, and one could be called C and O, and you could make a whole line of dreadnoughts that says "Courtesy of Hargoth Agamar." Have you got that many skilled pilots for that?
You know, actually, that's one of the biggest reasons why the fact that we got these 15 dreadnoughts, like I was saying earlier, is a big deal for us. It's not that we lack pilots or that we lack the money to buy dreadnoughts. The issue is we have literally hundreds of capital pilots, and the problem is that a dreadnought, as you're well aware, takes a significant amount of time to produce, especially yeah, considering that we're constantly in fights. So, you know, generally speaking, sure? Our issue is putting our new cap pilots into dreads rather than having cap pilots at all.
Right. Are you sure it's not because they keep getting stolen?
Are you... I mean, is this like an Iron Man? To be fair, there was... Bob did have a director-level spy, or actually Jake Noble from Triple O had a director-level spy the other day in Goonswarm. And so, and we had the terrible event of having sovereignty in one system removed, and then we just took it. So, you know, we're sensitive to accusations of losing things due to theft.
All right, I've got the next question over here. I kind of alluded to this one to Diana Bollock ahead of time, but each of you guys can have a say in this particular question here. But the next question is from Aeon Yakati of Destructive Influence. He says, "I'd like to know who would win a fist fight, Dien or Mitani, or versus Mitani."
I've had a go at this, Mitani. So if you want to take the plate on that one,
I think it really says everything that you need to say about someone who wants to have a fist fight over an internet spaceship game.
Oh, I don't think he does. I think he was asking if who would win out of us two. We live across a pond. I'm certainly not going to swim that far to do something. I could find a lawyer in this country if I want to take out some angst.
Yeah, the biggest issue that I have is that I have some very expensive chrome glasses. I mean, being a metrosexual and being a little yuppie pretty boy is fairly, you know, it's difficult. And I wouldn't want to get my face scraped up or mar my hair. So I would probably end up conceding, actually. I would just go ahead and throw that to the anabolic.
And just throw in the towel before the fight even started. That's, well...
Yeah, absolutely. I gotta keep my priorities straight, man.
Okay. There we go. And let's see. My question is, to X-Bob, will you be joining AAA for a bit till you get your stuff together? And obviously, you're not going to answer that question. So the next one is, and this is an obvious one, and I think you've already kind of touched on it, Dianabolic, but will Bob survive this? Obviously, yeah. You guys have had to join a third-party alliance because being all war decked, you can't start a brand-new alliance to get everything going back together again. But obviously, I mean, you've kind of said, well, I'll give it to you.
The alliance, you know, as I said in our interview earlier, Funky, it was never Bob in the first place, and it doesn't have to be Bob to continue. I've known the people that are around me for nearly 4 years, 5 years. We could go back to being called what we used to be called. We could be Cookies, Cake, Cream and Pie, and we'd still be the same people. You know, a name is just a name. It isn't our identity.
I have to say that just from a personal perspective, my absolute favorite thing to hear from an opposition side of any kind is we didn't want that anyway, and we didn't want that alliance anyway, really.
Well, we were forced to have it, so, you know, it should be no surprise that we don't want something that we were forced to have.
Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense with T20 out of there, you can't really call yourselves something similar to CCP, so...
No, it was long before T20.
All right, low blow. There we go.
Me? Never.
that was hidden below the belt.
I am an honorable mitten, and we are a Christian corporation. We take all of this very seriously. We have moral checks. We have to have people, we have Bible quoting competitions to get into Goonswarm. You know, this is serious stuff.
Serious
and as
business.
A director of the GIA, you are scraping the bottom of the gene pool anyway, aren't you? So low blows is all you can manage.
Wow. Going back and forth here. All right, next question. Mintani talked about Bob Directorate chatter from their forum would be posted. Where?
We're probably going to have it hosted on kugutsumum.com because Anthony Zabrowski lives in Indonesia, and that way he doesn't have to worry about any pesky issues.
No. Would Bob sue for something like that, Dianabolic?
No. No, we won't. Never. Bob,
you don't actually have to worry about Bob trying to sue. The thing is that whenever something like this happens, you have random people white knighting. I don't actually think that Bob would ever do such a thing.
Yeah, I've got to say, there are people that take a game to that level. I mean, I've got to say, you know, the whole meter gaming, yes, we use it. I've never done it. I don't find it particularly tasteful. But people who threaten out-of-game consequences for in-game revenge, I think, need to step back, sit down, and shut the fuck up.
Like Ginger Magician.
Yeah, and,
Well, I think he needs to sit down and shut up anyway.
There was an old story back in the Lock of Old Terra Wars when a Finfleet director, Boogie Trollius, found one of our agents got outed, Charlton Heston, who the character was sold and is now one of our Titan pilots. when he was outed as being on the Lock of Volterra and Finfleet forums, and it was some petty minor theft that it did, Boogie Trollius seriously, like, goes to the cops in Finland and insists upon filing a report. And he's, like, posting about it on his forums, and of course we have all the rips of that. This is years ago, but it's kind of funny. And I think Boogie is still a Finfleet director. But after, and of course, I have this imagine, you know, I'm imagining the scene of there's some Finnish cop behind a table, and then there's Boogie Trollius, whatever he looks like, you know, trying to explain, well, my internet spaceship forum was compromised, and my internet spaceship secrets were stolen, and then my pixels were stolen, and please, officer, you gotta do something.
Please, officer, and, this is serious business.
Exactly.
Absolutely amazing. All right, we seem to have lost our third stream for the moment. I don't know what's going on in there. I'll check with Mr. Blades on that. So we might have just dropped about 600 people. We will continue, though, because we still have a number of people here. Let's see, I'm just trying to look through, and that's all the questions I have. La Vista, have you seen anything in-game that should be brought up out in this direction? I'll check my email real quick.
I really haven't, no.
Where are you, La Vista?
I'm in Gita.
Yeah, he's in Gita. Wiggles is the one who's headed out to Delve yet. Wiggles, do you have anything for us?
Well, I was heading out to Delve. I got into Delve. I was about 4 or 5 jumps into Delve in 00, and then hit the goons, gay camp. I'm not going to say which system it was.
You got caught by the goons.
Yeah, I was on the way, you know, they'd gate camped one of the systems on the way in. I did notice 2 Sinos on the way in, though. One of them was in Delve. I'm not going to say where, obviously, but I'm making my way back there again. Just again, in nothing little benefit.
So, well, the indomitable Wiggles, he's always not easily discouraged.
Well, I can tell you who killed me, because obviously that's come through. Let's have a look. Combat log. It was Goons, because I can see it, because it's there. The person that killed my pod was Mr. V, so congratulations, you just got yourself all those corps. They are very rare, they're quite common. And the person who got the Atron I was in, actually, because it was the last thing I was in, was Emily Go. So congratulations to you two, you just got yourself like, a pod that kill and stuff you can put up, which is worth about 0.5 point.
All right. Yes, I've been informed by Mr. Blades. We actually exceeded the most listeners we've ever had on EVE Radio, exceeding even the first Alliance tournament, which had a record of 1750. And so apparently that caused a minor meltdown on the third stream. We're trying to get it back up. We're trying our best, guys. So hang with us here, and we'll... there you go. It is now back up. So it's just come back online. There we go. So my apologies to everybody who was disconnected through that thing. Obviously, the server's a little taxed to the max right now. So having a hard time keeping up with everything. All right. So I guess, I mean, that's all the questions that we have. Do you guys have anything else you want to throw back and forth here? I know that we're hitting 2100 now. So this is about the time that I said that we would let you guys go, because obviously... people are busy today. Mitani is busy luring because he's a lawyer and he's at work. And Diana Bollock, obviously you guys have situations that you need to take care of as well. So anything in closing, guys, you want to just... I'm opening it up for you guys to... You can talk to each other.
The last time I actually spoke to Mitani, I was in Florida, and he was talking about mojitos with a very good friend of mine. So I was wondering, do lawyers actually drink mojitos, or do they just talk about them?
What's actually happened, and I missed DeFuzz, by the way. I wish he would come back.
He has done.
Oh, he has? Oh, excellent. DC actually had a sort of a cultural revolution, I guess you'd say, about 1.5, 2 years ago, where suddenly mojitos just started popping up everywhere. So in addition to being obsessed with politics, wearing too much black, wearing sneakers with pantsuits, you'll find a lot of people out here do, in fact, sip mojitos.
Yeah, DeFuzz actually makes a mean mojito, so if you ever get the chance, you should take him up on that.
That's awesome. I should do that.
All right. Actually, a couple of things just came up here, if we can throw them on really quick. The Slayer wants to know from Goonswarm, are goons still invited to the barbecue? I didn't know that they were in the first place.
Yeah. Last year, we had an open weekend where everybody was invited, and I think we did have some goons there. As anybody who has ever met me will attest, by the time everyone has started drinking, I'm normally rolling around on the floor in an inebriated state. So I don't remember those. But yes, they're certainly invited. In-game stuff can remain in-game, and we'll be quite happy to share a drink out of it.
All right, no fist fights.
Depends how ugly they are, whether they need beautifying.
Mitani, a rebuttal?
What's that?
A rebuttal?
Oh, he can't rebut. He's seen the pictures.
I have
that was the
no
longest
idea.
Pause I've heard all night.
Yeah, I just totally have no idea what you said. Are you bitter? Are you butter? What?
No, rebuttal. Do you have a rebuttal?
Rebuttal. I should know that word, really, shouldn't I? I don't know. I mean, sure. You know, going to Bob Barbecue is good. I remember seeing pictures from one actually a couple years ago where Rodent, who is a goon hero, who is now a Titan pilot, actually showed up there, and I think this was a couple years ago. I think it was just about the only goon who showed up, and he showed up in his Goon Fleet t-shirt and was, you know, very fat and goony looking. Since then, he's apparently taken up an interest in bodybuilding, so I don't know if he's quite as sizable as he was before, but we hope for the best there.
Yep, it was good, actually. We actually made a point of allowing him a speech at the last sort of campfire that we had, and I don't remember very much from that because of the previously stated inebriation.
That's probably
I think it's a good thing to have a small alcohol tolerance. I am a total lightweight myself, and it's just a really efficient way to drink.
Oh, yes.
All right, so in closing, where are we going from here, guys?
Combat. Hopefully, Mitsana, you should log in more, man. It can be fun. The whole not being logged in thing can also be fun. I've found that since the last time we were in Delve.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the thing is that, you know, for me, the game has always been about spycraft ever since we sort of founded the GIA way back in the day. And I, you know, we've turned directors before, we've stolen crap before, we've mirrored forums before, we've done all this stuff, but I really don't think I can top sitting down one day and having an idea and 3.5 hours later destroying Bob. I think I've peaked. I think that's it.
So you're going to retire now? You know, while you're still on top?
I'll probably sit around and, I'll sort of sit around and rest on my laurels and be smug. I'm good at that. So, you know, go with what you got. Go with what you got.
Yeah, not even Bob will deny that, I don't think.
Yeah, that comes across. You do that well.
Thank you.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you very much, guys. We'll let you go now because obviously we've run over 2100 a little bit. When we come back, we'll continue to get you guys information on what we know that's happening in Delve. Anything else that you guys can update us on before we let you go? Something that might have happened in the last 30 minutes?
Go to PR Dash. Take your fraps.
PR Dash.
Yeah, I got nothing. I have no idea. So.
Well, you've been on the phone with us the whole time, shirking the work. So, all right, excellent. Thanks again, guys, for being on with us. And we're going to take a break for a couple of songs. And when we come back, we'll get the latest from Wiggles as to his adventures trying to get back into Delve. He's going back in. Wiggles, you really should grab a covert op ship or something. That might help.
Not on my DJ character. Got 800k skill points.
Wiggles, are you in a corporation?
I'm in the Eve Radio Corporation.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Yeah,
goons are probably not going to withhold fire.
You should perhaps consider going in just a newbie corp because the media I hear don't have the best press.
At the end of the day, it's a DJ ult. It doesn't have that many skill points. You just have skill points in standing there and taking notes.
Well, there you go. So just, set up your clone a little closer. See if you can get a medical station in Delve. And then at least when you get podded, you can revert to being in Delve.
Yeah, then we can pod you more often as you undock.
Ah, well, that's good. You know, everyone with a Wiggles Corp, you know, they are, you know, special.
Oh. That's right. Coming from Wiggles, the big fluffy bunny with a red bow tie. All right, guys, thanks again.
Right.
We're out of here for a break. The rest of you guys, we will be back very shortly.
Broadcasting live, 24/7, across the EVE universe and beyond. This is EVE Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. DJ Funky Bacon, La Vista Vista, and DJ Wiggles. Now, Wiggles, I heard a rumor that you might be trying to get into a nap with Goon Swarm so you can get through.
Well, yeah, I got PM'd strangely enough, by actually, I'm not going to say who it was for obvious legal reasons, by a member of Goon Swarm, and told me who to contact, who's actually dealing with the fleets and running that. Well, obviously, I'm not going to say who that was, but generally, I was told to speak to them if I want to get through. I've sent them an email, blah, 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 blah. Generally, the guy also said to me, you'll probably get a big fuck you come back at you, but still, it's a laugh. I said, well, you know, it's a DJL. It doesn't have many skill points. In fact, it only has, I've only ever trained about 4 more skills on it, so I could use scanners. So I've got 808,534 skill points, and that's it. So every time I get bodied, I lose none, which is good. But yes, I am trying to go back to the front line. I'm currently going through Gonditsa, which is point 3, so I'm now heading into low security space. And as you see, going past every sort of gate, there's now wrecks of every type of thing. I mean, there's a cover of wreck here, which is a wreck of some random person. But still, everything is happening, I should say.
All right, for those of you guys who are just tuning in right now, that was DJ Wiggles. He is coming to us live via cell phone, as he doesn't have a headset with him out in his hotel room right now. We're trying to insert him into Delve so that he can be a live war reporter out there and tell us what's going on in the war zone. All reports that we're getting in as to what's happening in Delve right now is utter chaos. Bob has at least one large fleet roaming around, repelling invaders. They may have some allies around with them, and there may be more than one Bob fleet. We know that Goonswarm is also in there en masse, and the Vultures have descended. Pandemic Legion apparently took over the Alamo station. That is now in PAL hands, I believe. Is that correct, Wiggles?
I think so, yeah. The people that I did see, the corpse that I saw in the system, the Alliance, before I got popped, there was KIA down there, Pandemic Legion, obviously the Goons were down there, and there were a couple of others which I didn't actually get any hits on me, but as I said, going through, I did see 2 Sinos, one of them was in Delve space, in the Delve region, so, and I saw another, the first Sino I saw was at 2032 while we were chatting away, and the second Sino going through was at 2050. So there were a few systems apart, obviously, but it is definitely going in. All shit is hitting the fan, as they say, and it's everyone's trying to get in there as quick as possible and just take stuff and hold. So yeah, some Varus Malicius is just Varus Malicius, or complaining. Okay, DJ Wiggles in his traffic cops. Well, no, it's a traffic Velator, but it's still, it's all the same.
Fear the Velator. Those things are better than faction fit Armageddons. We got a message from Hugh and CK. According to the Evo forums and CAOD, the freighter losses in Delve are fakes. The 45 billion ISK and more cargo were not lost. This was actually written by one of the guys who was listed as a killer. So this is considered to be a legitimate fake. Great show. Keep it up. Thank you very much for that update, Hugh and CK. I'm looking for... Oh, this is another thing, too. Earlier in the show, we read off a statement from Darius Johnson, leader of Goon Fleet, Goon Swarm, and apparently the end of the speech was cut off, so we're going to read that right now. Thank you very much, Lincolnshire Poacher, for sending this to us. So the end of that particular speech, work your best to secure your assets and look back on our former homeland in the South with fondness, but without regret, we will do our best to transition our assets in a reasonable manner, but no... Now that the end result is a new home in Delve and the secession of all claims in our current southern regions. So apparently the Goons are giving up their home in the South and they're going to attempt to move in and take over Delve. Good luck, guys, I guess. We have sown the seeds of chaos and now it is time to claim what we have all worked so hard to earn. Everything else be damned. The South is old. Is now old syndicate, with syndicate becoming our old syndicate. Delve is new syndicate, and the fucking goon wagon filled with simpering retards rolls on its rims into 319. Shock and awe and butts. Delve is ours for the taking. So, apparently, Darius Johnson is just tickled pink. You know this guy from the CSMs. You've actually met him. What's he like? Is this what he's really like?
Yeah, he's a really humorous guy in general.
All right. So La Vista Vista here, obviously another CSM, Council of Stellar Management member. So he's actually been face-to-face with Darius Johnson before. What a guy. He really sounds like quite the public speaker. I'm almost sorry that we didn't have him on the show.
Yeah.
And then we got an email from Delvin Crawl. Just so you know, I'm listening through Winamp, but your website is down. Yes, we are aware. We hit 1,800 concurrent connections, and some of the servers melted. Anyways, most of that has come back online now that the Smack Fest is over. enough people have tuned out that we now have a stable connection again, and things should be all right. DJ Voodoo is coming up after us, so we have some things to work out there. But you guys got to hear that. You obviously both heard the full interviews that we played earlier in the show, which were basically one-on-one, each of them just, you know, having their own say, and then we had them both on at the same time. What was your take, Wiggles and La Vista? We'll start with you, La Vista, because I haven't given you many opportunities to talk tonight. What did you make of that? I have to say, from my own perspective, I was expecting them to be a little bit more at each other's throats, but I guess they were anyway, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really interesting to listen to how they, you know, they are enemies and they've been for the longest time, yet they, you know, they respected each other seemingly, and, you know, they had a few shots to each other, which was very entertaining listening. So I thought it was overall very much well worth the time, and I would like to see it happening again, actually.
Yeah, and well, the listeners obviously are not aware. As soon as we left the conversation, and Dianabolic and Mitanni were saying their goodbyes to each other, Dianabolic actually said that, you know, we should make a habit of doing this every year. Only next time we'll take down our own sov, so you guys can come in without the drama. So it was pretty funny too. Unfortunately, you guys didn't get to hear that, but that's what they said in parting. So, yeah, it seems friendly, but at the same time, I mean, they know how to smack each other around a little bit, too. Made for good radio. Wiggles, what was your take?
Well, really, looking at it, at the end of the day, they're two human beings. One of them makes sandwiches for a living. They play an internet spaceships computer game when they feel like it. At the end of the day, they were two human beings that just, you know, they got the utmost respect for each other. They're warring enemies, but they got the utmost respect because, you know, they're just sitting there going, well, you know, you did something. It was a classic textbook move, as you say, but it was a greatly masterminded short notice piece of espionage. A lot of people would say, oh, well, you know, it shouldn't have been done like that, blah blah blah. They should have milked it for all they got. But at the end of the day, this is the biggest thing they could have wanted to do. Disband Bob, you know. Okay, it's going to take a little while for them to get back from their losses, but you know what? I reckon it's going to just make the game a bit more interesting, and it will be, because, you know, everyone's been saying the Dispo Crisis, yeah, they've been shooting up. Of course they will, because everyone's going to be, oh my god, no, I've got to get this, got to get that, you know, everything's captured. Well, you know, takes a little while, you know, and you know what the old saying goes, you want to make some omelets, you've got to break some eggs. So that's my view on it, basically.
I can see where you're coming from, but I think, you know, one other thing, when you socialize, you always have a common enemy. That's how you socialize. And I could imagine, you know, now that you have defeated Bob, I could imagine maybe some people are feeling a bit nostalgic. Now it's a new chapter. They're going to go to Delve and they're going to leave behind the old regions where they, after all, did beat Loctual Terror. And that was a pretty major win back then. Day, I was suddenly a part of the Loctual Terror fleet, and, you know, having gotten kicked out of there, it was, you know, it used to be my home. So I think this is a pretty, you know, it's a new chapter in the history of EVE Online, for sure.
All right. Well, and of course, Bob is saying that they're not finished yet and that they're still going to fight for Delve. Of course, time will tell over the coming days and weeks how serious they are. For those of you guys who are not aware of the entire situation as it has gone down, this is the information that we have for you. And obviously, if anybody else has any eyewitness, firsthand knowledge of what is going on in Delve right now at this very minute, feel free to email me. I did get a message from Green in IRC, and he says, just a warning, if the guy who wrote that the kill mail was a fake was a goon, it could be very possible that the declaration that the kill mail was fake could in fact be a fake. So the fake kill mail might be faked out by the fake person from Goons. We're not really sure. So, in the usual goon comedy way, obviously. So there we go. But this is what's been going on in Delve that we've been able to piece together so far. The Bob Alliance, as we know it, has been disbanded. They were infiltrated. Well, not really. A director or somebody who had director access in their holding corporation, Tinfoil, betrayed Bob, kicked out all of the member corporations, and basically disbanded the Alliance. All sovereignty in Delve, Bob held systems, has been reset to zero. Posses, some of them down, others up. They're still working on their standings. Last time we talked with them, jump bridges are down. The Alamo, the station that Bob had always figured would be their last stand area, has been captured, taken over by someone having to do with Pandemic Legion. That happened at approximately 17:45 this evening. Bob, presently out in space in Delve, in a at least one large fleet, engaging hostiles, which are descending on Delve from all directions, not just Gooms, Pandemic Legion, a number of other smaller corporations, roaming gangs. If you are looking for PvP action tonight, apparently Delve is the place to go. Bring friends. Not, as Wiggles will tell you firsthand, not exactly the sort of place you want to go alone tonight. It is very chaotic out there. Have you made it back in there yet?
I'm on the way. I am just jumping in. I am apparently 15 jumps from the thick of it all, which I know I won't probably get that far, but I'll see how it goes. But there was one other thing I did want to say. Who was it? Actually, no, it was me. Mirat just posted a link in IRC, and I'll post it back in. Hold on, if I can press the right button. There we go. The kill they've done of me, they've put up already. It's on the Goon Fleet kill board. So I've just posted it in there. I'm going to post it in-game. There we go. The out-of-game link.
All right. Sorry. What do we have here? Because I was looking at the message.
That link is, well, you know, I said I got killed by Goons. They put it up already, you know. So they value killing Wiggles. That must have some sort of significant meaning.
Apparently they do, and as we were warned already, apparently the media has a very bad rap down in that area, and they do like to kill members of the press on site. Did you get in touch with their fleet leader, and has he given you a nap so that you can get through? Or
no, I haven't. I have emailed. I'm not going to approach and put in a combo because then it'll probably get told to STFU GTFO, but. What is the ship name? The ship is now called Traffic Copter. It's on its way back again. I am going to make the good fight and, well, make the good run and try and get into Delve, in right into the heart of things, into PR Dash, because that's where we have all been told to go. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
All right, excellent. So we are trying to get eyes in the Delve region for you guys directly, and of course, anybody who has any reports on what's going on in there, doesn't matter. Goons, Bob, whatever, guys, feel free to get in touch with us. I believe DJ Husky has been trying to get in touch with me, so he may have some information on what's going on, so we'll try to get his information. DJ Husky, I know you're listening. Get your Skype information to La Vista, and we'll have him add you to the conversation over here. My email is blinking. Let's just see if this isn't something very important here. 49U, current information. Here we go. This is coming from somebody. I'm just checking his corp info right now. Member of Baptism of Fire in Black Alliance. All right, so here we go. 270 in local in 49 Dash. Station being taken by Rebellion? That might be a typo. It might be Rebellion, Black Razor, etc. A couple of hostile gangs are on 160 Bob close by, but no sign of coming for us. I emailed more, but you don't seem to be getting them. Well, hopefully you're getting them over here. That's the first one that I've gotten, though. 49U, station taken. The station has now been taken. As of 21:30, that's when that report came in. The station in 49-U has been taken by Black and, who else did I say there? Rebellion, Black, Razor, etc. So those alliances have taken the station in 49-U. Is that where you're headed, Wiggles?
I am currently heading towards, where am I going to? PR-Bank. That's where I'm going now. I'm 13 jumps from it. I'm currently jumping into 0.5 system. There's a couple of 0.5s before I start hitting there.
All right, another email just came in, another eyewitness in here, somebody directly affected by this crisis. My friend has tried to leave Delve with his indie and his possessions and is being held up by goon members. Surely they have bigger things to be doing than ganking indies and holding ransoms. Please beg for me. Well, we're not going to beg for you, but now that we mentioned that on air, the goons are probably, they're getting bloodthirsty now, and we probably just killed your friend. So congratulations. Your email probably just cost him his indie. Good job. True friendship right there. That's what that is. We've got more emails coming in. Delve, large ex-Bob Fleet and PR-PL, Pandemic Legion, UNL, have fought numerous fights in different locations, many roaming gangs all around, many deaths, many wrecks. It's awesome. Delve is an absolute crapshoot right now. Like we've been saying, if you're looking for serious business, internet spaceship PvP, Delve apparently the place to go. It is utter chaos. No sovereignty yet. Goons are in there trying to hot drop some posses and get some things set up for so that they can play Havoc in there. Bob, we have reliable reports. We do not know which alliance they will be joining, but the former corporations and Bob, they've all been war decked by Goonswarm. They cannot create a brand new alliance. They're being forced to join some other alliance that we're not going to know of until tomorrow. So obviously, whenever the 24-hour period is up, you guys will know as soon as we do when that happens. Another email came in Delve. Someone else is in Delve. I'm in 319 right now, popping X-Bob frigs and capsules at the station now. There is a 150 X-Bob fleet roaming around, but they have been in 319 only one time now. Lots of goons here. It's very chaotic and also very fun. Goons outnumber X-Bob, only picking up the pieces, it seems. So that's what's going on from another eyewitness account here. PR dash, about 300 in local. Pandemic Legion and Bob fighting in different locations. So PR dash, apparently there is some action going on there. Pandemic Legion and Bob, or ex-Bob members, are currently duking it out in PR dash. So there you go. I'm looking through my emails right now, guys. Reports are still coming in from people who are passing along information. That's all we have for right now. We're going to break very briefly here for a little bit of a musical interlude. We will be back very soon with more updates. Keep the eyewitness accounts coming in, guys. We want to hear what's going on in Delve. Absolute utter chaos right now. It is a war zone out there. If you're looking for action, apparently that is the place to go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. DJ Funky Bacon, along with La Vista Vista, who is co-hosting with me today. DJ Wiggles, our man on the scene in Delve. We've also managed to get a second person into Delve, DJ Husky, who was on before us earlier today. Husky, you are in Delve right now. What can you tell us about what you're seeing down there?
Well, to get through into Delve at the moment, I went with a 100-man TCF gang a couple of jumps till they stopped moving at all. Like, they just stopped, so I had to go along a little bit myself. Then I went into a couple of Goonswarm camps, and I managed to get past one, but the one that's right next to PR in or a system I'm in 1DH, there's a bubble up behind the gate, so they got my rookie ship, but I managed to get my pod out just in time so I can keep on reporting. They are everywhere.
All right, goons are everywhere. So, that just confirms what we've already said. La Vista, you have gotten a report from the Mitanni regarding the goons. What's going on with that?
They are doing a few different things. So, they have the Black Ops Division blocking off the escape from Delve. So, nobody can actually leave Delve right now unless some kind of sign out or anything like that. And their main fleet is off doing whatever else, which seems quite common to Goonswarm. But the Strangler ganking is all Black Ops. And these are Black Ops ships, like 600 mil a pop. So if you want to go and blow up some very expensive gear, go to Delve.
So apparently Delve, the exit's coming out of Delve, being guarded by Goonswarm and Goonfleet Black Ops ships. So there's some information for you guys right there. Wiggles, what's your situation right now? I know that you're still trying to get into Delve. Have you made it yet?
Yes, I'm in Delve. I am now back into Delve. I am just about to jump into, 6Q-R. So I'll tell you in a second once it loads up if I die again. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. But I am three jumps away from the promised land, as they say. There are presents in the system at the moment. There's Russians in here, looks like. Yes, Russians are in the system.
Which Russians? There's like six Russian alliances.
Yeah, that one was... Let's find out who that one was. Morris Meehy. They're about in there. There. I'm now warping into A-ELE, and hopefully, well, warping to the gate, hopefully I'll get through that one perfectly fine, and I won't die. But we'll see in a second. There's only six in local in here, but I'll see what looks like when I get across the line, as they say. Local is quiet as well. There's now only three in local. Gone down to next to nothing. Who else is around here in local?
Okay. All right, so there we go. We've got more Eve mails that have been coming in. Another one. This is the guy. We read it before. My friend is trying to leave Delve with his Indy and his possessions. He was being ransomed by the goons. We said his Eve mail to us probably got the guy killed. And, yes, he just got back to us. You killed him. That's not funny. My friend was going to pay the ransom, and because you aired, they just shot him. He had no clone. Please mourn for my friend, Masquerade.
Well, I mean, if you pay a ransom to the goonies, chances are you're going to get blown up anyways.
Yeah, the goons are kind of notorious for that. They'll take your money and then they'll take your shit afterwards. They just want to see if you're willing to give them more than what they originally planned to get in the first place. Just general information for people right now. If they ever say, hey, join our corp, it's only $50 million, don't do it. Don't be a stupid guy. If you're ever ransomed by a goon, don't pay the ransom. Just let them kill you, because they're going to take your money, and then they're going to take your shit anyway. That's the way that they work, guys, or some of them. I won't say that all of them do, but I have a feeling. I mean, we heard from the Mitanni already, and he pretty much, he's a smug guy. If he's any indication of what the goons are capable of, you've got it right there. All right, here we go. New Bob Alliance. This one coming in from a fellow named Duck Feathers. Here's the reason Diana Bollock said that Bob number two probably won't stay in their temporary alliance. Straight from insiders in the internet. Of course, this is an unconfirmed report. I need to remind you people. It's about as funny as anything that's happened today. They're joining the newly formed ASCN Alliance, which is about as big an ironic blast from the past as you could possibly get. It'll be active tomorrow. So I don't know anything about that, but that is a unconfirmed report that just came in from somebody through email. So apparently, according to this person, again, unconfirmed, we're not sure whether that's legit or not, but they'll be joining the newly formed ASCN Alliance. That's an unconfirmed report. Okay, another one coming in. Shits and Giggles, this one's called, and images. Oh, we've got an image. I'll post this in-game for you guys, and then maybe somebody can send it. There we go. Let's have a look. And I have a feeling I know what this picture is. Oh, no. There we go. There we go. It's from Iken Has Cheeseburger. It's a cat draped over a monitor. Okay. I Hacksword director accounts. Iken Has Bob stations now.
I just had a report from Vokla, who's the alliance leader of Morsus Mihi, who you spotted in Dell. And I asked him what Moses Mee is doing in Delve, and he is saying that everyone and their mother is pillaging Delve.
Yeah, I've got to say that, because apart from I see Goon here, I see XM Empire, I've seen TCF, as the Vista said, everyone and his mother is coming there.
Next 13 Alliance are down.
Yeah, no, it's big serious business. All right, guys, we still have reports coming in. We're going to break for one more song. We're going to come back in to close out the show. DJ Voodoo is going to be picking up after us. I don't know exactly what his coverage is planned. Obviously, we do have eyes in the Delve system, so we will try to keep you guys informed as things go on. Here's some Tom Cochran for you guys. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is DJ Funky Bacon, DJ Wiggles, La Vista Vista, DJ Husky. DJ Wiggles and Husky are men on the scene in the war zone right now, attempting to get live reports in here. I have it on good authority. DJ Voodoo is up after us, and we'll be ready to go. For those of you guys listening, there shouldn't be any kind of a large disruption in service. I've given him all of the kilobyte and kilohertz information so the streams remain stable. We are not at our peak of 1,800 as we were before. We had that massive server melt down that lost us a bunch of people, but we are over 1300 and still climbing fairly steadily as the night goes on. So Voodoo is going to be up next, and obviously we'll be talking to him and relaying reports. Wiggles and Husky, I assume you guys are still going to be out in Delve once he comes on.
I'm back in Boyard. I'm back in high tech again. I popped out of the station that I was in because I thought I was supposed to pick up a new clone. Went in there. Oh no cloning bait. Pop out. There's a 100-man TCF fleet sitting outside the station. I didn't even have time to move. We've got mobile Hictors. Well, we've got Hictors running around. So basically, if you come up against them, you will generally lose your ship.
All right. So TCF is now in Delve as well.
Yeah, well, CCF have been down there for a while, but there's a load of people down there.
Were they Bob-friendly before? I'm not up on my politics here.
I don't know, but they're just going free-for-all, basically, it looks like.
All right, so they could be a free-for-all gang there. Husky, what's your situation like?
Well, at the moment, I managed to get past a Goon Swarm gate camp. They're one of those bubbles that behind the gate sort of just suck you in, or sucker bubbles. So I managed to walk to a planet and get around it. So I'm in PR right now.
All right, so you're in PR right now. What's local looking like?
172.
Any smack?
Not really. It's been rather quiet. I've only been in here for like 2 minutes, basically. All ain't right. been much.
Excellent. La Vista, what do you have for us? Anything coming in on your end?
Nope.
All right, I have more emails that have come in. Finn Fleet, 40B, freighter kill. We just got a link for a kill mail over here. It was destroyed earlier today. He's saying, well, we cannot confirm that for sure. 49-U claimed by Bob Pets. The station has just changed hands again, and now is in the hand of Bob Pets. We don't really know. So 49U was originally captured by Reblian Black and Razor, but apparently now some random Bob Pett, who we do not know who it is, has now recaptured the station in 49-U. Obviously, the fighting fairly heavy in that system. All right, we just got another message over here. Evemail taking out Bobbitts in Quarius. And we just got another kill mail here. I haven't had a chance to look at that yet. A character named Where's Bob? Obvious alt is obvious. Delve. 260 in PR-local. Large T2 bubble on the NOL gate. Oh, God. That might be... Well, that's Goon Swarm's ticker, so that might be them. All right. Eve mail still flashing. Reports are still coming in here. Working on that right now. Fellow Ace Research, Morsus Mihi, 200 plus, capturing all Bob Station in Quarius. So apparently Quarius is lighting up right now. Morsus Mihi inbound, if not already there, and getting in the action. Masquerade would like to say thank you for the shout out. He feels a lot better now. He says, great show, and would love for you to do an outright curse of the Goon Swarm for their utter disrespect for his possessions. I will not curse them for it. This is an internet spaceship games. That's what people do, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the reports that I have right now. All right. Anything new, guys? Husky, you're still alive?
Yeah. I'm just trying to chat in local, see if I can get a couple of words from the guys. They've been a bit quiet.
Yeah, PBT Snowball in the Eve Radio in-game channel right now. It's like fucking Beirut. I've never fucked Beirut before, but if she's hot, it's possible. Anyways, moving along. We were actually making comments. We're kind of feeling like this is the BBC or CNN right now working in here. I'm just reading the in-game channel right now. TCF fleet is half back running to curse. So apparently the Frenchies are making a run for it, or at least according to that one. Lots of reports coming in. We have no way of confirming everything. We're just relaying to you guys what it is we're hearing. If the station that we were just talking about out in 49-U was just retaken over, can we get the name of the corporation and or alliance that managed to retake that station? Because all we have right now is Bob Pets. We don't know. I mean, Bob had a lot of pets, right? I mean, we don't know who that is. So, there we go. We are looking for that. Epic fail Bob. Join the gang. We taking a Bob station with freaks only to join. X. There we go. All right. Evemail's blinking again, so something just came in. Possibly somebody you heard.
Got a bit of information, actually. It's just been passed the bit of information from an anonymous source here. TCF fleet of 100 in A-EL Delve with a Sino at station is a little bit of intel. So, the A-EL system in Delve is that TCF fleet is still flying around. But they've got a Sino there, so they must be bringing bigger fish in to fry on the fire, as they say.
All right, I just got another email report in here. 3BK in Quarius. Razor is taking 3BK station, which is still owned by Tinfoil from a system with Skunkworks sovereignty. So that's another report that just came in. Sorry, Wiggles, for cutting you off there. What else do you have? Wiggles, are you there?
I'm there. Sorry. I was just a little bit like that. What's up?
No, I'm sorry. I kind of cut you off to report that, so I didn't know.
Yeah, that was what I had come through. That's come through from an anonymous member. Do I want to give out their name and alliance? No, I won't, because I'm not like that, really. But basically, they are. That was another person, the people that were in the area as well. Otherworld Empire Productions were hanging around in the area as well. Who else was around there? And random people that are just newbies as well was hanging around there. So there's a lot of people who were hanging around and just generally having a ball.
I've got a bit of an update.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, I managed to talk to a couple of guys. I've got Anu from Raikou, Old Bob.
Oh, Raikou.
Yep. He's saying yes. He has a couple of things to say. He's saying yes. Welcome to Calm Before the Storm. And I've got a couple of guys like.
Doesn't sound saying, anything like, calm is going down in Delve right now.
He's saying like, can you hear the winds?
We can certainly hear it.
I got a couple of one. Montask, I think it's how you say it, saying, can you give a shout out to all the old OG goons from the old Syndicate days?
Alright.
And, like, they keep on going about, can you hear the winds and all the people that are coming down there? And someone's quoting Barack Obama, yes, we do.
All right, there we go. Anyways, guys, that's going to do it for us. DJ Voodoo is coming up next. He's going to take us a couple of minutes to effect the changeover. That is coming. I have to just give him some instructions. We haven't done a 3-stream handover in a really long time. And we missed Manamana, which was playing in the background as we were giving our final reports. Anyways, guys, this is DJ Funky Bacon along with DJ Wiggles, DJ Husky, La Vista Vista. We are out of here, guys. DJ Voodoo is taking over next. Hopefully, he'll have some more information for you guys, and he'll be keeping up on the developing situation in Delve, because it's developing in Delve right now. Delveloping, you could say. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. Anyways, guys, that's going to do it for us. So continuing coverage coming on. DJ Voodoo is up next. He does play more music than us, so you might, if you've been waiting for the tunes, he might be your savior. Anyways, guys, this is us, Funky Bacon and friends. We're out of here. See you next week. Possibly this weekend, too. There's another Alliance tournament, isn't there? Yes, there is. Okay. Anyways, goodbye, guys.
This is Eve Radio. Eve Radio.